Okay, so this is going to be the start of our second episode. So, today on this episode, I am going to be talking about two different interesting random topics. The first one is online dating, and the second one is... random. It's whatever comes to my mind because this podcast is all about being spontaneous. So, I'm going to start with online dating. This is a topic that I don't talk about normally, but you guys have heard of all the different apps. There's Tinder, there's Match.com, there's FarmersOnly.com, and FarmersOnly.com, ka-ching! There is others that I'm not aware of. I should have done my research. So, yeah. So, it is a very odd concept. Basically, you are to go online and potentially meet your future husband, wife, partner, and that is pretty daunting, especially when it's all over the internet. Despite all the concerns and the general, I think, stereotype of online dating sites to be kind of almost risky and kind of just dumb, I have seriously seen many success stories, well, not many, but a few success stories that I can testify for right here today. So, for example, a very close family friend of mine was on a dating website, and, you know, she came across many sketchy dudes, but she found this one guy, and she was like, should I chat with him? And I said, yep, and so she messaged him. And you couldn't really tell what he was like from the picture, but they ended up talking, and now they're married, and they just welcomed their first child. So, that was all over Match. If she hadn't gone on Match.com, none of that would have happened. So, it's really something to think about. So, like I said, it is definitely not a ripoff or a scam. You really can find people. Needless to say, it is different than going out and meeting people in the real world face-to-face. I do think that that has a really good positive outcome, but I think, especially if you have tried the dating world before and you, maybe it just hasn't worked out for you, this is a much more relaxed, easier way to meet someone. You know, it's a lot more straightforward. So I think online dating is actually pretty cool, and it's something of the next generation. Okay, so my next topic is something pretty light, something pretty airy. I'm gonna be talking about jewelry. Super on the spot. So I think I get questions a lot when people say, can you mix silver and gold jewelry? And it's always something that, you know, is one of those things that's like, why can't I not? Why can I not wear gold and silver jewelry together? Why has society limited me to that? And you know what? I think you should wear silver and gold jewelry and change all of those stereotypes, because you can wear silver and gold jewelry and I think look fine. There are some people who can definitely pull it off. Another trend I'm loving right now is layer necklaces. Love it. I think it's so edgy, very chic, very fashionable. I'm really loving like dangly earrings. Really loving like a hoop and a little stud if you have doubles. I'm also really loving ear cuffs, which are really great. You should look them up on Amazon. You don't need to have your ears pierced, and they basically just cuff around your ear, making it look like you have your cartilage pierced, but you don't. and it's really, really high fashion, and you guys should check it out. And the last jewelry trend that I've been really liking are I love anklets, and I also think something else that's coming back is toe jewelry. So toe rings, all of that stuff. It's really cool, and it's fun to experiment with. Okay, thanks for watching, or listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you all next time. Cheers!